to welcome back Joe Gallo and Mary Jane Gallo joining us for the first time. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Rick.
It's good to see you again, Joe.
Happy to be back.
You were in my favorite place of the whole world for Mardi Gras. I'm so jealous.
You better believe
spent
it.
Spent a week in New Orleans.
New Orleans. Oh, what a wonderful week that was.
Food and fun and
lots of beads.
Your mom's here, so I'm not going to ask what you did to get them.
And lots of music.
And lots of, isn't the music great? From everywhere, everywhere in New Orleans. But that's not what we're here to talk about. What we are here to talk about is West Bend Theater Company's production of South Pacific, which is coming up. The shows are in July, but actual auditions are coming up next week, correct?
Monday and Tuesday.
That's right, March 18th and 19th in the West Bend High School Choir Room. Yeah, we are immensely excited to bring this wonderful Rodgers and Hammerstein blockbuster this summer to Washington County. South Pacific has actually been one of my top favorite shows since I was in high school. I think back to the days of senior year when I sang Younger Than Springtime for WSMA for my musical theater piece. What a wonderful time that was.
All right. So South Pacific, I mean, well known, came from a Pulitzer Prize winning book written by James Michener.
Yes.
Called Tales of the South Pacific. And then Rodgers and Hammerstein turned it into the, you could say, beloved musical, I would think.
Yes.
Very easily in this one, couldn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
And let's talk about what you're looking for the cast since we're casting next week.
Well, we're looking for a lot of talented people. We have a nurse, Nellie, who has a spectacular opportunity to do some amazing singing. Of course, a very deep voice for the romantic interest for her, who's an older gentleman. And that particular character has a lot of things to say. It's a kind of a romantic comedy, but there's also some underlying political and cultural kinds of things that they brought to the stage in this story, which was pretty challenging at that time in 1949, even though it was post-World War. We also need a couple little children that are Asian or Polynesian, and we have tons of opportunities for young men and older men, for soldiers, as well as all the nurses we need. So it's a large cast. And there's opportunity for singing and dancing and, of course, fun. So for those who want to be in a lead, we have those. And for those who just want to even step out for one of the first times on stage, we have that opportunity as well.
All right. Now, this is being put together by West Bend Theater Company.
Exactly.
And we have we've talked about that before. But you know, just talk a little bit about the mission of West Bend Theater Company, Joe.
Yeah, you know, that's what really drew me to West Bend Theater Company, is the idea that they do want to put on excellent theater and they also want to better the community. So their goal is to celebrate, enhance, and inspire by producing excellent theater and by giving back to the community.
All right. And they've done a number of productions, usually a couple a year at least.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what we can typically count on is the annual production of Christmas Carol. And actually this time last year, they put on The Importance of Being Earnest, one of my favorite Oscar Wilde comedies.
Mm-hmm. And actually, we should mention, Mary Jane, you are directing.
I'm directing, right.
And you've directed South Pacific before.
Yes, back in Shorewood, I was an assistant director. My background is education and theater arts from Marquette University. I also taught and directed theater at Mount Mary University for a number of years. And then I did a lot of high school and college work after that. I also worked a great deal with community theater, both in Wauwatosa from the time I was in high school through college and beyond, as well as in Shorewood and a variety of the other high schools in the Milwaukee area.
And we've talked about Joe's recent roles, but he started out, he was treading the boards at a pretty young age.
Yes, he was very young when I was directing a production of Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. And I was directing that. It was a junior high school production. And I, as a mom that's working, I had my three kids with me, all of whom were under the age of 6. And Joe was a baby. And I turned around and saw my young cast of Joseph's brothers. And they were tossing my baby. And he was laughing and learning all the music back then. Later, of course, last summer, he was Joseph in Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat at West Bend. And I had said when he called me and said, "Mom, I'm Joseph." I said, "Yes, I know. I named you." And he said, "No, I really am Joseph this time." So it had always been a goal of his to, again, be back in that show. Again, these shows all have incredible music. And I think every single one of them is practically a showstopper. But as we know, there's some Enchanted Evening, which is a tremendous song, as well as some fun songs that Nellie sings, like Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair, as she's falling in love. And Younger Than Springtime is, of course, one of the ones, romantic interest. There's, as in many shows, a younger couple in love and an older couple in love to keep all that going. And, of course, it does have kind of a sad ending as well as a happy ending. So I think there's a lot of emotion in the show. And, of course, there's a great deal of message in terms of being tolerant of other cultures. And this was a big, significant statement for them to be saying back at that point in time. And even down south, when we have a song it's called You've Got to Be Carefully Taught at age 6, 7, or 8 to hate, that was very strongly opposed in the South, and they were told they could not produce the show unless that song was dropped. And Rodgers and Hammerstein stood their ground and said, "I guess we won't be coming to the South." However, they were willing to be flexible, and they decided that the show would go on as written and as planned.
Yeah. So, for people who want to try out for the production, where can they find more information, Joe?
Well, they can go to the West Bend Theater Company website, but the big details are auditions are Monday and Tuesday, March 18th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the West Bend High School Choir Room. And then more importantly, the performance will be held at the West Bend High School Silver Lining Arts Center on July 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 26th, 27th, and 28th.
And we're holding auditions now so that the college kids can audition that are going to be home on spring break. So if you have a child or a grandchild who has an interest, tell them this is a great opportunity for them to come out, and it will not take up their time until they're again back home for their summer break. And that's when rehearsal will start.
Oh, so rehearsals won't start until sometime in May.
Correct.
That's correct.
That's why we scheduled it that way, so that they could audition now and participate in the show when they come home for their summer break.
Oh, that makes sense. All right.
You want to use your local talent, of which there is a significant amount of very, very talented people here, as much as we possibly can, so that everyone can participate and have that opportunity. This is a tremendous venue and a beautiful theater. And again, it will be taking off. And I think our focus has also been to encourage and welcome any and all veterans. We've offered a free ticket to any veteran for the performance. So we want to recognize and acknowledge the tremendous contribution that our military have made over the years. And as you know, there are not many of World War II veterans there. However, there are many children of them who remember the stories and those that they had heard growing up.
Sure. We should mention some of the other community members who are responsible for things with the show.
Yeah. So I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be working with my mom, who's going to be directing. It's a big goal of mine and one that I've had for a long time. But our musical director is David Wells. He's a wonderful friend of mine. He's an attorney and a UWM Washington County member of the music faculty. My friend, everyone's friend, Nancy Storrs, is going to be doing our costumes. We're thrilled to have the set pieces done by Frank Lopez. And Kaylee Pop will be doing our choreography.
Great.
And we have other local people that are involved as stage managers. We've got several of them. One of them is a star from West Bend who'd done a lot of work there. Lisa
Flynn, yes.
Okay.
So, assistant director.
All right. Awesome. Anything else that people should know that we haven't touched on so far?
Come out and audition, take risks, have fun, and tell us a story.
Telling the story is the big thing, and I think that's something that we focus on for everybody in the show. And, of course, as they finally, I like to say, there are no small parts. There are small actors sometimes, but we want to encourage everybody to come and tell that story. Everybody has an important role. This is a team effort. Everybody is important, and everybody was critically needed. So anyone who has an interest, we will find a way to let you work your way back in. Or if you haven't been in theater, maybe you did high school theater many years ago and would like to jump back in again, you too are welcome. So this is not a complicated effort. We want to make it comfortable and easy for everybody who would like to participate.
And if what should people bring to their audition, or what should they expect to do at the audition? I guess that's a good question.
Well, we've asked people to come prepared to tell a joke. This is a comedy, and we like to see just even a knock-knock joke. You can get an idea of helping people to relax and tell us a little bit of what they're like and how comedy strikes them, as well as come prepared to sing. If you don't know the music from South Pacific yet, we will be teaching everyone several numbers and letting them sing 16 bars or so as a group and then individually.
Okay.
I was going to say, for the men, we're going to be teaching Nothing Like a Dame. And then for women, we're going to be teaching Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair.
All right. All right. Well, again, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
Mary
Delightful.
Jane, wonderful to meet you.
Happy to come back. Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll get you back before July. Community Conversation this morning with Joe Gallo and Mary Jane Gallo.